The Corps of Engineers official who's overseeing decommissioning and dismantling of the old power plant said Tuesday that contractors will take most of the solid waste from the project to disposal facilities in state. But because Alaska doesn't have a facility that handles radioactive and hazardous materials, those will be packed up and taken out of state.
Waste that cannot be disposed of in the state of Alaska will be shipped to the lower 48 states for disposal via a combination of truck transport, train transport, and vessels.
Project manager Brenda Barber says that waste will be trucked from the site on Fort Greeley, where the power plant known as the SM-1A is located, to the Alaska Railroad Yard in Fairbanks, where the material will be loaded onto rail cars.
It will be transported by train to either the port of Whittier or the port of Alaska, where it will be loaded onto vessels. From there, it will be shipped to the port of Seattle or West Coast ports. Once it arrives, it will go by rail or truck to the disposal facilities.
Barber says plans call for 2 truckloads of radioactive and hazardous materials to roll out of Fort Greeley weekly, beginning late next year or in 2023. She says the Corps plans to minimize traffic congestion the trucks may cause in communities along the route, especially during rush hour.
We'll be scheduling all of the decommissioning-related traffic for off-peak hours.
Barber told a small crowd that turned out for the meeting at the Westmark that all radioactive and hazardous materials extracted from the site will be packaged and transported according to federal and state regulations to maintain safety for the workers and the public.
Safety is the number one priority for the Corps of Engineers. There will be minimal risk to the public throughout the duration of the SM-1 project.
Tuesday's meeting was the first of 2 the Corps scheduled to inform members of the public about the project and how they can weigh in on it. The second meeting will be held at 6:30 tonight at the Delta Junction Community Center. You can log in to the online meeting by going to the Fort Greeley Facebook page. That's also where you can find out how to offer comments on 2 documents the Corps recently issued on the SM-1A project. In Delta, I'm Tim Ellis.